Hello, Betty.
Hello.
Hey, this is Jeannie. How are you?
I'm good, Jeannie. How about you?
Good.
Yes.
Glad to be back. I've been in Oregon, and I'm back in Phoenix now, back in Arizona.
Ah, I was going to ask you if you were back home.
I'm back. And we had a wonderful time up there. It was beautiful. The negative ions being in where it's green is wonderful.
Oh, I've never had that experience. I bet that would be absolutely great.
No, it's just, you know, we've gone. This was my 20th year to go to Oregon every August.
Oh, wow.
And I'm like, it's so, they've had lots of rain, you know, and of course it's beautiful. It's just green and lush and gorgeous, and the flowers are pretty, and how relaxing that is for me mentally, you know, and probably physically too, you know.
Absolutely.
So it was wonderful, but I'm back here in the desert, and it's still hot.
Oh.
We're cooling down in the evenings, and so that's good.
Absolutely.
Yeah. How is it for you up there? Are you guys getting some relief?
Oh, yes, absolutely. I think it's only supposed to go up to, 69 or 70 today, so that's wonderful. We finally had some rain yesterday, which was very much needed.
Yeah, wonderful.
Yes, absolutely. So, I have some outside things I need to get going on before the really cold months set in, and I'm looking forward to getting that done. I'm not looking forward to the cold months, but
well, that's just something that happens in where you live. So
absolutely, it is the way it is.
Yeah, we know how to deal with it, so that's a good thing.
Yes.
That's what we do here. We just hibernate in the summer.
Yeah, ours is just the reverse, isn't it?
Yep. Just stay in. I have to tell you, though, somebody had said that, I don't know if I heard it on the news or somewhere on TV, about in the evenings, when your body doesn't cool down in the evenings, which here in the desert, I mean, it can stay 100 degrees at night. And it's talking about if your body temperature doesn't get below a certain point, that it really affects your sleep. And I have felt that even with air conditioning, you know, in the evenings a couple of times this year, I felt that. I thought, gosh, I'm still warm. My body, the core temperature in my body was still warm. It's interesting.
Yes.
So that's why I say, you know, that evenings are cooling off now. It's in the 70s at night, which is good.
Yes. Well, it gives your body a chance to come down from that heat then before you even go to bed, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then, of course, our comforter and our sleep system really helps to modulate that as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't know if anybody else is on the call.
Good morning.
I thought I would sneak in and hear, but I'm not sure anybody else here?
Good morning.
Wants to say hello?
Can you hear me, Jeannie?
Oh, hi, Steve.
How you doing?
Yeah, how are you?
Good. Is that Donna?
Good.
That's
Betty.
Oh, Betty, okay.
Jeannie and Betty.
All right. Now, where are you, Betty?
Are you on your way to work?
Just about. Another few minutes.
Okay.
So, where is it you live, Betty?
In Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Oh, Pittsburgh. Okay, cool.
Yes.
Home of the Steelers.
Oh, yes. Absolutely.
Cool. All right. I was wanting to check and see if Dottie had gotten the link to the YouTube for Carrie Roundy that I sent her, so. Didn't have her telephone number, so. And Dottie's and Betty's voice are close enough, I get confused.
Mm-hmm.
So.
They are similar, aren't they?
Yep. Well, I'm going to listen to you two talk here for a minute, then I'll chime in, but I've got to wash some collards here and get my smoothie over with. So.
Okay. Thank you, Steve. I'll ask Dottie if she comes on. I'll ask her to let you know. I've got my new Vegetarian Times magazine yesterday. It's the fall October issue, and it has a beautiful picture of a squash with a vegetable ragu stuffed in it. It's one of those, it looks like an acorn squash.
I just got mine too, but I didn't have a chance to really look at it yet.
Oh, it's beautiful. The cover, I think I like the colors. I like fall colors. And so it's very attractive to my eye, and I love squash. I actually made a soup yesterday too. Like, even though it's hot here, I know fall is on its way. But I had ripped out from our Sprouts store here. They have a magazine it's a little free magazine, and they have all kinds of recipes in it. And this one came from I don't know what issue. I had ripped it out, though. Oh, it's January, February issue. And it's a black bean and shiitake mushroom soup. And I thought, I'm going to make that. So I made that last night, and it's quick to make. They talk about cooking it in a slow cooker. But it says you can also, you know, make it in a large stock pot on the stove. So I did it that way. It was really quick. I use, of course, canned black beans, but today I have some black beans soaking. But it's really, really good. And
that's good.
Well, I made a soup. If you like shiitake mushrooms, I actually had some dried ones that I've had from the Asian store for a long time, and I rehydrated those. It didn't quite make enough, but I still used them anyway. And it was really good. So I'm getting in the soup mode here.
Yes, me too. It's funny because that's just what was running through my head. I have to kind of determine what I want to do because soups are calling my name.
Isn't that funny? I wonder if there's a timing of the year where our bodies just crave things. I don't know, maybe the seasonal things that are coming out. And that, of course, they have the squash on here, you know, and that reminded me of a butternut squash soup. Butternut squash and pear soup or something that I had made too earlier this year that I love.
Oh, that sounds great too.
Yeah, it's a real tasty one. Even my husband liked it, so that was good. He's not as big a soup person as I am. He likes like the chicken noodle soup, you know, kind of brothy soups more than...
Has arrived.
Hello?
Hello?
Somebody arrived. It's Nancy. Hi, Nancy.
Are you by yourself?
No, Betty's here.
Oh, my God.
Steve's here.
Who?
Steve's here for a moment.
Oh, okay.
Morning. Yeah, we were talking about soups.
Yeah, we had soup last night, too.
Where's Shar?
Yeah.
What happened to Shar?
She's not here.
I think they might be traveling today.
Uh-huh.
I think they were traveling home. I thought they were traveling home yesterday, but it could be
so today. Well,
looking forward to their
carry on. Have things settled down at all for you, Steve?
What's that?
Have things settled down at all for you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for half a second.
Okay, take a deep breath.
You know, I actually did for a couple of days. I really haven't done a whole lot of anything, but now I've got to get back to my yard again. Big trench.
So they finished all the digging up?
Oh, we got the digging done, and everything's, you know, the new water lines on. You know, we got that on Monday night. So, you know, we dug Saturday for, you know, half the day, and then all of day Sunday, and then a little bit Monday night, and, you know, got the water line in, then backfilled it partially, and the soil is so clay, we figured we could just water it down and have it sink. It's not sinking, so now we're going to have to get out there with
Has arrived.
Well, you know, what my plumber friend called the jumping jack, you know, and tamp it down. So,
mm-hmm.
But we'll get it done Saturday. Maybe.
Okay.
Maybe.
Hopefully before the snow flies.
That's right. Well, we got a couple, hopefully a month before that, so we're doing
okay.
Good. We're doing good. Usually Halloween is a good night for snow. So, anyway, so, but it's, we had potato soup last night, and it was good, so.
Ooh.
So, three out of four
oh,
of
yum.
Us admitted to having soup yesterday. How about you, Nancy?
Great. Somebody else came on. Yeah, they have a whole soup issue. Well, it's not a whole soup issue, but it's a big section about soups. The 30-minute section in the Vegetarian Times, Soup to the Rescue, the shortcut. There's a Moroccan lentil stew with raisins I'm looking at here. It looks good, too. I was telling Betty and Steve I made a soup last night, even though it's still warm here, but it's black bean and shiitake soup. I had ripped it out of the Sprouts magazine.
Okay.
Yeah, from January issue. And, you know, yesterday I was looking through my file, my ALS file, Advanced Lifestyle file, and I had thrown it in there, and so it looked good, and I made it, and it was very good.
Are you going to send it down?
I should, because it is. You can make it in a slow cooker, or you can just make it in a big stock pot. And I did use black beans in a can. I had some dried that I was going to make a black bean salad with, and I didn't soak them. So I have them soaking this morning, and I'll make those tonight. But so I used canned black beans and the shiitake mushrooms. I had dried ones.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a pretty simple recipe. I'll do that.
Great.
It's pretty tasty, and I think it'll even be good today.
I am in awe of you doing all this cooking for yourself.
Well, you know, it's interesting. When Ricky was here, we were here for 2 days before he left to go to Massachusetts, and we kind of ate out. We cooked one night, and then the next day, the day before he left, because he left so early in the morning, we ate lunch out, and then we ate dinner out.
Does he cook the mess,
so,
or does he eat out there?
I'm sorry, say that again?
Does he cook when he's gone, or is he eating out?
While he's up there, he'll be eating out. But they have really good, they're staying at a hotel where it's run by Indians from India, and they love these guys, and they actually bring Indian food for them. And,
cool.
One of the guys that's staying there is a vegetarian, and he knows a lot of Thai restaurant owners and that kind of thing, and so they always have some sort of thing. And they have a nice little breakfast in the morning, so Ricky said he could get some fruit, some oatmeal if he wanted, and then there's a baked potato booth at the fair. They have really good food, I guess, at that fair.
Mm-hmm.
And there's an Italian pavilion there where they make the wedding soup is like one of his favorites, and he just eats around the meatballs.
Has arrived.
So he does pretty good at this show, even though he has to eat out.
Yeah. And it's a long one, right?
They did go to the grocery store a couple of times, and they do have a refrigerator, so they could put certain things in there. And that'll be good. But once he gets back from this, then we'll start right away on the. He'll start right away back to his normal way of eating. I told him I'd give him a break until he's done, because he just, you know. You get so busy that you sometimes grab whatever's on the run there. Sorry, this is my dryer buzzer. I'm going to mute here for a second.
While we're waiting, Nancy, are you still on there?
Yep.
Hey, I'm having problems with my email.
Oh.
That I can't get into, so if anything comes down, If I give you my new email address, will you forward it to that?
Yeah, hold on a sec.
Okay.
I need to wash my hands.
Okay. I'm back. You got a new email?
Yes, I do.
All right, go ahead, Betty.
Okay, it's Betty Walsh, one, the number one.
W-A-L-S-H?
Yes.
The number one.
At gmail.com.
Okay. So if I have problems with Gmail, I can call you and find out how to do it, huh?
Well, I'm not so sure about that, but, you know, we might be able to stumble through.
I haven't taken the big step yet. One of these days I'm going to. I keep threatening.
Well, I have no choice at this point. I have no idea what the problem is with my Verizon email.
Mm.
So we'll see.
The nice thing about Gmail is...
Oh, there's all... There's a thing in here, too, in the magazine on food dehydrators. Oh, this will be interesting, too. High on Dry, it's called. Make your own fruit and veggie chips with a food dehydrator in these easy recipes. That
okay.
will be, because I don't have a food dehydrator. Do you guys have one?
No. But I did
know talk about which one's right for you. Prices vary from $10 for a used item on eBay to $300 for a semi-professional model.
Wow.
And they give a rundown on the three most popular models.
And what are those run, do they say?
One of them, the cheapest one is $99.95.
What about
Nesco.com?
How big are they?
Huh?
How big are they?
This one, let's see. Well, it says the features, adjustable thermostat, top mounted fan, and 700 watts of drying power. Comes with four trays, expandable to eight. Best for cooks who do occasional dehydrating in small batches. That would be for me.
Yeah. I just
and it shows
to...
a picture. No, yeah.
You have a big space.
And then they have a 1,000-watt one, and then they have a, that's the same company, that has a digital thermostat and timer.
Huh.
Takes guesswork. That would be kind of neat.
Yeah.
And then they have the Excalibur, that, which is $300.
Sign me up.
Yeah. Seasoned raw foodists who prepare large batches of dehydrated fruits and vegetables, that's best for them. So if you happen to grow, like Shara grows her own vegetables, maybe you guys do too, fruits and things, and if you did large batches of the fruits and the vegetables, that would be a handy one to have there. It has a fan at the back of the element, evenly circulates air to all the trays. Tray setup can be changed to leave more space and allow more air to flow over foods. So I think, I always thought it'd be kind of fun, you know, working the fairs over the years, I remember they didn't even have a dehydrator this year at the Oregon State Fair. They used to have a couple on the corner. For years and years and years that had that. And then they also had one of those that sucks the air out of the bag. What do you call those? Oh.
Air sucker. I know what you mean.
You know what I mean.
Technically on suck instead of flow.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway.
I get some that kind of
stuff. They have on these dehydrator chips, there's the crispy kale chips. That's what caught my attention. So you can make and you put nutritional yeast on them. And let's see. Well, it's got have to look and see how you do it. But anyway, you put the kale on the dehydrator trays and dehydrate it. I bet those would be really fun to have.
Well, you didn't have a recipe, what, about a year or so ago, kind of a kale on the oven like that. Remember the
Yeah, I do remember that. And, yeah. And, you know, we had some grilled when we were in Del Mar, California, earlier in the a friend of mine's daughter is going to culinary school in New York, and she showed him how to grill. I mean, it was really simple. He just kind of brushed it or sprayed, I don't know if he sprayed it or brushed it with a little bit of oil, and then just put it right on the grill. And it was crispy and delicious, and you put it on at the last minute. No, you know what? He didn't do it on the grill. He did it in the oven. He roasted it. There we go. It's roasted, wasn't it? And it was. It retained its green. I think he had. What do you call that? Blanched it. There we go. Briefly.
I don't think our recipe blanched. I think it just put it in the oven with like garlic powder on it or something.
Okay.
I have the recipe somewhere.
Yeah, but that sounds familiar to me, too. But you know that putting the nutritional yeast on there sounds, that would make it like a little cheesier kind of taste.
Yeah, that's what it says.
Sounds good.
A tangy. Mm-hmm. Gives it a tangy flavor. And it says if you're concerned about gluten, check to make sure the brand of nutritional yeast you use was grown on beets and not on barley.
Uh-oh. Gee.
That is an interesting note.
Yeah.
I did not know.
Probably gluten.
Barley, I guess, would be a gluten.
Yes, it is.
A gluten product.
Betty
and... Anyway, a lot of fun things. Still love the one on... The picture on the front is South American squash with vegetable ragu. Looks delicious to me. I may have to make that one. Anyway, it's funny. I do start cooking, and when Ricky leaves, I start experimenting on things. And, you know, I think a lot of it is I don't have to worry about him saying, have, or, you know, that kind of stuff. I could just eat one thing and be happy, you know.
Oh, that sounds familiar.
Yeah. Alex, there's also a raw kale salad with root vegetables that looks good in here, too.
Mm-hmm.
Making everybody hungry. Anyway, I guess that's not what we're... what are we doing on our call here this morning?
If anybody has an Aldi's by them, I just picked up a dozen mangoes, and the guy who was checking me out said, oh, I guess you like mangoes. I said, they're 69 cents each. I said, I'm going to freeze them. He said, oh, what do you do with them? I said, well, when I use them like now, I would just cut them in a fruit salad, but you can use them in a smoothie, and I'm going to freeze them for that. He said, oh, that's a good idea. I hope they're good.
Oh, I bet they will be.
The only
Are
thing
they
I
the do, yellow ones?
Hope so.
Are they?
Kind of orangey, yeah. The other ones, the yellow ones do not have much taste, I don't think.
Okay. Yeah, we had some at a friend's house, and he had salted them.
Ooh. Why? My father used to
salt the flavor out.
Yeah, my father used to salt like watermelon. I don't use salt on anything, you know that. But yeah, I guess it does bring out the. I don't know. They're so sweet anyway.
Yeah, I don't need. I told him. I said I like them plain, but
yeah.
That's how he had prepared. They were good. They were very tasty.
Yeah.
He had gotten a case of them or something. So.
I think the last time when I froze them, I don't remember whether I froze them on a cookie sheet and then put them in a bag or just put them in a bag. I think I'll cookie sheet them first.
Okay. That's probably a good way to do it.
Yeah, that's how I do my blueberries.
Yeah. That's a great idea.
Mm-hmm. Hard to believe we're getting down to the end of the fruit season.
Mm-hmm. Good time to do. Do you grow blueberries too?
No. I don't know if you can here or not. I guess you probably could. I have no idea how long or how those are. have never seen them when we've gone to buy plants in the fall, spring. So I don't know.
Yeah, my neighbor grows them. So
really? You take a lot of space?
In your area?
Yeah, I mean, the best ones are from New Jersey, so we're not, well, we are colder, that's for sure. Do they take up a lot of space? Do they grow across or up?
Bushes.
Okay.
They just have one little area that they fence off and net off, because otherwise the birds eat them all before they get any.
Oh, birds eat those. Okay. And the deer ate our tomatoes and peppers and everything else this year. It's tough being a farmer.
Yes, it is.
Betty, I have a question for you. Do you know the difference between a huckleberry and a blueberry?
No.
Do you ever hear of a huckleberry?
Yes, I have heard of them.
Okay, because when I was growing up, before we moved to Atlantic City, I grew up in the Poconos, and I can remember people going through the neighborhood yelling, huckleberries, and I think they may be the same as blueberries. I don't know.
I have no idea.
Because I remember them as being blue, like a blueberry.
I don't think I've ever seen them. I just have heard of them.
I was a kid, so this was a couple years ago.
Yeah.
Okay. I just wondered if anybody heard that. I figured since you were in Pennsylvania.
Hi, this is Dottie. How you doing, girls?
Dottie.
I'm just coming in a little late. Hey, I'm going to be trying a recipe today, Tuscan chickpea and tomato soup.
Mm.
Sound interesting. I had the ingredients. It's a recipe that I got with the Vitamix.
Tuscan
chickpea. Huh?
Tuscan chickpea, did you say? Tomato?
Yeah. Tuscan chickpea and tomato soup, it's called. And it's made with, naturally tomatoes and chickpeas, onions, garlic, lemon juice, bay leaves, parsley, olive oil, black pepper.
So it uses the tomato juice rather than tomatoes?
Well, no, it says chopped tomatoes with juice.
Oh, okay.
No, they're talking more canned, you know, like 1 14-ounce can.
Uh-huh.
Then 2 cans of the chickpeas, and it calls for a cup of either vegetable broth, chicken stock, or water. So I don't have any vegetable broth, so I'll probably use water in it. But it sounded pretty good. I like chickpeas and I like tomatoes, so we'll see what happens with it.
What are the spices that go in it?
There is, there's onions, chopped onions. 3 garlic cloves softened, and 2 tablespoons of lemon juice, a quarter cup of basil, or you can use the dry basil, parsley leaves, extra virgin oil, and ground pepper.
Okay.
Yeah. So it sounds, it sounds kind of interesting.
Are you going to make it in your Vitamix?
Yeah, that's what it says. It says place all ingredients except the reserved ingredients, which there's some that are reserved, into the Vitamix container in the order listed and secure the lid. And then you just, start off with one and then turn it up to high and then blend for about 6 or 7 minutes. You know how it heats up. And then reduce the speed and then add the reserved ingredients, and then blend an additional 10 seconds. So.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
What do they reserve? They reserve some of the chickpeas or
leaves? Reserved with juice. A half, it says half reserved of the tomatoes, I guess, with the juice.
Okay.
And reserved a half of the chickpeas, I guess for the chunkiness, I would imagine.
Right.
And
that's what I was thinking.
Yeah, and then the bay leaves, it says reserve 2 teaspoons of dry bay leaves reserved.
Oh, you sprinkle on top?
Yeah, probably. And then the parsley.
Bay leaves.
And then the olive oil, I guess you blend that all in. you know, just add that after everything else is heated up and blended well, and then you add the spices and everything to kind of perk it up.
Got it. Good.
But it sounds like
I watched the Vitamix demonstration at the fair this year a couple times, and Ricky said, "How come you don't make soup in your Vitamix?" And I went, "Gee, I haven't done that in so long." So I thought, "Oh, good." So I'll play with that too a little bit.
How many knobs do you guys have on your Vitamix?
How many knobs?
On the front, yeah.
I just have flip switches.
Because I'm looking, Marty gets.
There's flip switches and one dial.
What series are you?
Mine is a 5000.
A Pro series?
It's a Vitamix Total Nutrition Center 5000. Mine's about, 12, 13 years old maybe.
Marty gets this Marriott points, and he just got a magazine a couple of days with what you can turn your points in for. And they have a Vitamix Professional Blender. Professional style blender moves beyond a mere kitchen luxury to everyday necessity. 64 ounce shatterproof container. Is that what you guys have?
Yeah.
Two horsepower motor with variable speed control for greater blending, flexibility, and creativity. Kitchen tool like this will allow you to achieve flavorful gourmet results with speed and precision. Professional chef. 7-year warranty, 300 recipes, and cookbook included.
Hmm. That's it.
What number? Mine's a 5200.
This is a Pro Series, because it says Professional Blender. Pro Series 200.
Oh. Hmm.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I have a high and variable knob. Well, let's see. I have a 1 and a 2. High and variable flip switch on the left.
Well, it looks like there's one on either side that looks like it may go up and down, and then it looks like the one in the middle is round and turns that way.
There's one before. That one does your, if you want to speed it up a little bit.
I don't know.
Yeah, if you want to chop up something real quick. Yeah, I'm sure they're all basically the same.
The Professional Blender, I would think it might be a little bit more higher up, but I don't know. I'll have to go online and look at them.
Yeah.
But what does it say, a 2-horsepower motor?
Yeah, what's yours?
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's about that.
Yeah, I think mine is about that, too.
Uh-huh.
Probably the same thing, but they just put it the professional.
And it's 64-ounce container, right?
Yeah. It's a big container on it, yeah. I mean, I got a couple of containers. I got a wet and a dry one.
Mm. Yeah, I did, too.
Yeah.
And then they make a short one now, too, which I kind of would like to have that shorter. I'm just going to get a new one here eventually, but mine still works, so I just keep using it.
Well, my blender still works, too, and this is 107,000 points. Well, and I don't,
wow.
And there's no way for me to know how many points equals how much money. Right. And I thought I read someplace how many points he has, but he has more than that, I know. He's never turned it in, and I don't think you can turn it in for money anyway.
Well, sometimes you can. Some of them you can.
This is Marriott. This isn't the credit card stuff.
Oh.
I thought I saw where he has X. I mean, he has hundreds of thousands of points. I don't know where I saw that.
All right, I got to go.
All right, thanks for the info, guys.
Yeah. Y'all have a good day and good weekend.
Yeah, you too.
Coming up. Yeah, it's Friday. Wow. Thank God it's Friday. Some people would say. Yeah. All right. Take care, everybody. Enjoy that soup. I'm excited about soup. Take care. Bye-bye.
If you go into the, Jeannie, if you go into the Vitamix, recipe. You know how they have recipes? Is Jeannie still there?
I'm here.
Oh, okay. When I printed this out, it was 12/25/09. If that helps. Maybe.
I could just experiment with it, too, a little bit. Since I've had my Vitamix for a while, I know how to experiment a little bit with it.
Oh, okay.
But I'm... I might even have something like that in my recipe book already, too.
Yeah. Well, I figured it was easy, and it's one of those rainy dreary days, so it's a good day to do this.
There you go. Let me know how it turns out.
I will. Okay. You have a great
day.
Bye now.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Thanks.